Okay, welcome to January 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, don't forget to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Let me know what you think about today's show. After all, this is an interactive show, and your questions and comments are highly appreciated, so thank you very much for that. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flag if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah, America! And now on to today's headlines. Pickering becomes the first U.S. senator to be censored. Plus, detente between the U.S. and USSR ends. Georgia ratifies the U.S. Constitution. Tex Ritter, the father of late actor John Ritter, dies while bailing a friend out of jail. And Isaac Hayes tops the U.K. charts with TV show South Park's Chocolate Salty Balls. God bless America. All right, so now let's do this. 1811. Pickering becomes the first U.S. senator to be censored. From Massachusetts, Timothy Pickering served in the American Revolution as a colonel and after the war got into politics. However, he was somewhat of a thorn in the side of the first four U.S. presidents because of his pro-British alliances. He served under President George Washington, whom Pickering called a much overrated semi-literate mediocrity. He also served under President John Adams, who requested him to resign due to not only his opposition to Jay's Treaty, but his alliance with Alexander Hamilton, who was egging on a war with France. Adams requested his resignation, and Pickering refused, so Adams fired him. In 1810, when President James Madison attempted to annex West Florida from the Spanish as being part of the Louisiana Purchase, Pickering somehow came up with a classified document stating clearly that West Florida was not part of the Louisiana Purchase. He was shushed in the Senate. Turned out Pickering was right. It would appear that West Florida was not part of the Louisiana Purchase. Problem was the fact that he was relying on a classified document that he shouldn't have been able to get a hold of. So that's how Timothy Pickering became the first U.S. senator to get censored on January 2nd, 1811. 1980. Detente between the U.S. and USSR ends. During the 60s and 70s, the Cold War was just a daily part of life. There was always a threat of nuclear destruction that could happen any minute. However, these tensions began thawing a little bit in the 70s after the Vietnam War ended, until the Russians decided to invade Afghanistan. If the Middle East would become dominated by communism, they could control much of the world's oil supply. Yet, so much for the SALT II peace discussions with the Soviets. At this point, President Jimmy Carter got a little tougher on the Soviet Union by creating an embargo including grain and high technology and, get this, boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics, which was cute, but pointless. Carter would lose to Ronald Reagan, who took a much, much tougher stance on communism. 1788. Georgia becomes the first southern state and the fourth in the U.S. to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Georgia was named after King George III, and Europeans began settling there in 1733. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the trivia. Thanks to 40states.com, I only have time for a couple of these, we learned that St. Mary's is the second oldest city in America. In Gainesville, the chicken capital of the world, it is illegal to eat chicken with a fork. Don't do it. And finally, the world's largest infantry training center in the world is located at Fort Benning. Entertainment news now. 1973, country singer Tex Ritter dies of a heart attack at age 67 while trying to bail out a member of his band from jail. Tex's son John Ritter would become the star of TV sitcom Three's Company. And then 2007, Soul singer Isaac Hayes topped the UK chart with a tune called Chocolate Salty Balls, using the exaggerated deep voice of Chef, his character in the show South Park.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for January 2nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's show. For example, what's your take on Tim Pickering getting shushed in Congress? All right, so technically, Florida wasn't part of the Louisiana Purchase. Details, you know? Can you imagine if Eric Snowden would have been there to blow the whistle at the time, how things would have changed? Interesting. Or what's your take on Jimmy Carter handling the USSR? Georgians, is it truly illegal to eat chicken with a fork in Gainesville? By the way, I wanted to thank 50states.com for that. That's where I got all those facts from. It's a great website. Or what about South Park's Chocolate Salty Balls going to number one on the UK charts? Does anyone besides me think that is just hilarious? So yeah, let me know what your take is. And while you're on the website, you can take a gander at some of the multiple choice quizzes. So good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about Stephen Austin, the drinking straw, and George Washington is brilliant in New Jersey again. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans, and we will see you tomorrow.